from the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by FamilyDoctor.org, who'd like to remind you that heat-related illnesses such as heat exhaustion and heart stroke occur when your body can't keep itself cool. As the air temperature rises, your body stays cool when you sweat. When your sweat evaporates. All kind of nice tips and tricks to stay cool. Check them out at FamilyDoctor.org. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined by the heat-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Oh, no, sir.
Wait, what are you? You're not heat-free?
Not heat-free. Not heat-free.
I think the problem for the folks watching the video, they can clearly tell that the problem is you have too many lights turned on in that studio there.
Right. My palatial studio here.
Perhaps we should dim the lights on that side of the Palatial Pride 48 Studios. I'm not sure. What? Why is it not heat free? Tell me what's going on.
Oh, well, so it's not heat free because as of last Friday, my air conditioner went out completely. And last summer, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but last summer I also had AC issues. Last summer, though, it worked a little, but they would come in and recharge it or whatever they needed to do, and then it would start cooling enough to where I could live, and then, you know, whatever. This summer, on Friday, it decided, nope, I'm not working at all. Not one bit.
In an apartment complex near you.
So, I'm sorry, I shouldn't look at the chat room. So
in a world where air conditioning doesn't exist.
So it's been, and now if Wes Stone listens to this, he will say, oh, in California, we don't have air conditioning. We just brave the heat. Well, I don't know. He's crazy. He is obviously a crazy motherfucker because us in the South, it may get to 110 degrees outside, but we use this thing called air conditioning.
By the way, real quick here, because I just something I wanted to say. Donna Sugars is in the chat room. Donna, if you're on Google Plus, could you send a message to Adam or whatever? I just want to pull you on real quick and ask you a question live here on the very program.
Oh, well, anyway, so while we're waiting for that, anyway, it went out on Friday.
Yes.
He came in on Friday and did something, and that didn't work. And then he came back.
Now, when you say he, this is the handyman.
The maintenance man, right. Not the certified, you know, AC tech. No, just the, you know, right. Mr. Haney or whoever the maintenance man
Mr.
was on
Haney?
Green Acres. Who's the maintenance man on Green Acres?
I think it was Mr. Haney. So, I'm just surprised that you would know that.
So he just comes, you know, I think he charged the Freon or something. And then, yes. No, that didn't work. So that I got in from doing whatever I was doing Friday night. No AC. So then Saturday, I called them again and I said, it's not working. And he apparently came back out and did some more stuff, you know, twiddled some wires or I don't know what the hell he did. Because they don't communicate here either. They don't leave a nice little note like, hey, we tried this, and this. It didn't work. We're ordering parts. Nothing. So they, you know, nothing at all. So I'm calling like the answering service. I'm like, what the hell is up? And I come in on Saturday. It's still, you know, the same temperature in here than it is outside.
Yes.
And I live on the third floor. And then Sunday, well, they don't work on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Sunday I call the answering service. They have the maintenance man's number. So he tells them, oh, well, I needed some more parts. And nothing's open until Monday. And so then Monday comes along and still no note, no nothing, but still over 90 degrees in my apartment at like 9 o'clock at night when I checked it.
Right.
And so then today, and I call the home office or the main office for my property management company, and I wanted to threaten someone, but they said, oh, we'll have to have the general manager for that region call you back.
And did the general manager call you back?
No.
Call them back and say, I need them to call me back right this moment?
Well, no. So my apartment complex, I called them after I called the main office, and they said that he tried to do some rewiring to get the condenser, compressor, whatever the fuck it was, to start. And if that worked, it was great. It would cool down. If that didn't, he had already ordered a new condenser, I think is what it was, for me.
And that would be here when?
Well, you know, a couple of days. I don't know. So
see, now this is what I'm not understanding. This, Adam, it's just why have you not been more?
Well, they offered to pay for me to stay in a hotel, but the catch is I have to stay in the hotel first and then present the receipt to them. Right. You know, and just take their word for it that they're going to reimburse me for everything that I spend. And secondly, everything is here in my apartment. My computers, everything I use on a daily basis is here. I can't move all this to a hotel. What I wanted is just for them to reimburse the rent amount for each day that I can't stay here. But they're like, oh, no, 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 we can't do that. You know, so I don't know. I'm still gonna try to talk to the regional manager and see if I can get some kind of compensation.
Have you not decided to? Why would you not deal with somebody else, like the corporate office or whatever? This is your apartment complex is owned by a large.
That's what I'm saying. I called the corporate people, and they said somebody would call me back, and somebody
and then
didn't
you,
call
then
me
you
back.
Need to call them again. And again and again, the squeaky reel. Who am I? I'm Gravitas. All of a sudden, the squeaky reel gets grease. Is what it is. Glace. They get glace. What's your zip code, by the way?
You know, speaking of Gravitas, he called.
What's your zip code?
72758. Do you want like my social security number,
my bank account number
as well?
Do you have that? Do you have that for me?
Well, I don't have it memorized. I'm sure I could pull it up.
Let's see. No, this isn't it. I'm trying to find it. Why doesn't the Weather Channel? The Weather Channel doesn't even do a forecast for your area. They're just like, fuck it. It's Arkansas.
I can tell you the temperature in my apartment is about 92 degrees right now. I don't know exactly what it is outside.
Well, according to this, in your particular zip code, it is currently 97 degrees outside. But what I was looking for was the video, because they have that. See, like if I go to my channel, right, if I just like flip on New Haven, then there's a video, you know, it's like my local forecast.
Oh,
it's like
you know,
I can play it, and it's the Weather Channel, right? So it's the that, you know.
If there were video of here, it would be like.
Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau checking your Wednesday out for you. Looks like it's going to be warm, 87 in Dover, 84 in Hartford, 79 in Portland. Wednesday night might have some storms moving into Buffalo towards midnight and beyond.
Oh, Buffalo, that's where Cocktails and Cream Puffs is.
Well, you know, I just want to say Hartford. Fuck you.
Whatever. I'm just saying, the Weather Channel does that for everybody, except apparently.
It's going to be 87 high in Hartford. It's 92 high in my apartment, okay?
You sounded kind of hickish when you said that. 92. It's going to be 92 here
in my apartment.
In my thing. Did Donna Sugars message you? Did she?
I invited Donna Sugars, and Donna Sugars has not accepted.
She has not accepted yet.
So, but. Anyway, that's it. So I've been staying with Mark. I wanted to, because we're going to be pressed for time this episode, I did want to give a quick Mark update. So I had kind of held off telling anyone
Hold on.
What?
Because we did a big thing about your love life thing. Right? So.
This is an Adam Burns relationship update. Starring Adam Burns and Mittens.
So,
yes.
And now now Donna Sugars has.
Oh, now we have the show. Oh, wait. So, right in the middle of the relationship update here. So, Donna Sugars, hi. How are you?
Hi.
It's so good to see you.
Oh well.
This is going to be hard for you, Adam, because her audio is going to be on your channel. So I just wanted to ask you this question real quick. Have you already made the secret announcement? Because something came in the mail today that I would love to unbox right here.
I have not.
Well, I'm going to go grab this box over here. Why don't you go ahead and make the announcement now to everyone?
Okay. Well, to everyone who is coming to Vegas, not coming to Vegas, obsessed with Pride 48, everything that's great. There is a very special gift being made for the raffle. Like, these things are going to be fucking awesome. I really hope you guys get into it. We are getting some action figures made.
Action figures made for very famous podcasters.
Yes.
The first step is here in this very box right here. I wonder what action figure lies within this.
Wait, is it going to be G.I. Joe?
I don't know. Let's find out exactly what will be in here.
Or maybe
Now, who would G.I. Joe be turned into? Who would you turn G.I. What famous podcaster would you turn G.I. Joe into, Adam?
You know, I think Wes would be G.I. Joe.
You think Wes? Wes Stone would be?
No. Gay Country Wes would be G.I. Joe.
If I was going to do Gay Country Wes, I think I would use a Billy doll. You know, one of the gay Billy dolls?
Yes!
You could do that.
I am so sorry, Donna Sugars. I feel horrible because this is the other one. But you see here? It is, in fact, a G.I. Joe.
Yeah!
But it's all right, John, because this one, I got this today, right, when I got home. The other package is here. I just have to go across the street and get it. So these will be heading your way, because this is what's going to happen here. I'll just go ahead and tell them. Go ahead and tell them. So we're making, this one will become the Big Fatty doll, by the way.
Yes, we are making action figures of both Big Fatty and, I was not the one that started this, but of myself,
Donna Sugars. Exactly, we're doing a Donna Sugars action figure.
Oh my goodness. So. And of course, and I'm not going to put in the subtle read, but the action figure that they are using originally is a Mimi from Drew Carey Doll.
A Mimi Bobak doll, yes.
And you know what? I take that as a compliment, girl. And well, that makes me fair. So, yes, I'm there excited. I'm so excited.
That's right. So, for those of you who don't know what the fuck we're talking about, which would be everyone. So, what we're doing here is we're taking a standard 12-inch G.I. Joe doll here. And dropping things all over the place.
I like the 12-inch part.
Right, the 12-inch G.I. Joe doll. And we will be declothing him, which we're doing right now. We're going to have to do something about his hair. It's black. We're going to have to touch that up and make it gray. And we're going to get rid of all his camo and stuff like that. And we're actually making a little... You're going to be making the clothes. I'm going to be making the boxes. And Q-Sledge, Larry, a.k.a. Q-Sledge, is going to be making some of the artwork for us. And then Gene Bond is going to be helping me write the... because action figures... Seen this before. The action figure boxes have all kind of writings and things on the back of them. So we will be making a brand new box that has all new pictures and writing and copywriting stuff that pertains to the heroes of podcasting. So each box will be, tailored. So instead of it saying G.I. Joe there, it will say Big Fatty, and it will be a brand new box that looks like this with a... So the G.I. Joe doll is going to Donna Sugars, who will be dressing it. So how will you be dressing the Big Fatty doll?
I was thinking, because Big Fatty is... he has many a gentleman caller.
He does, yes.
We know that he's into leather and bondage, so I was really thinking maybe like a harness and some assless chaps. I don't know. I'm throwing that out there. We'll see how it works.
Excellent. So the G.I. Joe here will be getting a leather harness and some assless chaps. And then what you can see here, he's got little accessories with him. So I'll be making a little accessory or two to go along with the thing. So what will happen is, if you want to keep your eye on the Pride 48 blog, we will be taking photos of these as they go through their various stages of transformation into the heroes of podcasting. So those will be the raffle. Two of the raffle prizes this year will be the Big Fatty action figure and the Donna Sugars action figure.
You know, I think to get the anatomy right, because I hear he has the big balls.
Maybe we should
purchase some of those truck balls and just attach them right down there, hanging down below his knee, below his feet.
Now, they do have the anatomically correct action figure that you can buy.
Right, the Billy doll, right? Isn't that the Billy doll? That's what I was saying, if I was going to do one for Wes, the gay country boy.
Well, because we would want to see his anatomy for sure.
Some of us, I hear, already have.
There you go. There's G.I. Joe with his shirt off. So there you go.
Well, I wish whoever has seen his anatomy would talk to me so we could, so I could get some info on it.
Smells musty. It kind of smells like Big Fatty. Anyway, so Donna Sugars, thank you so much. These will be on the way to you. And I told you that you were allowed to, break this on your show. And by the time Adam edits and posts this, you can have another show out, and you'll still be able to get the scoop on it.
Okay. Awesome. I'm so excited.
Excellent. Thank you, Donna Sugars.
Thank you. Bye. Love you.
So, and I apologize, Adam, because that's going to be hard for you to edit because of the way we do audio on this show.
Oh, it's okay. You love to make it hard for me to edit and then backseat edit later. So
yes, that's what I do.
So. It's fine. So update.
So we're in the middle of a Mittens and Adam relationship update.
Well, I went back and forth on this because I didn't know if I wanted to share this with the public at large, as it were, or how long I wanted to wait before, I made the big announcement. But Mittens and I have now made it official. We are officially boyfriends.
You are officially boyfriends.
Yes. That is how the, that 12 is year old of that, does that sound? But.
That is. Wait, let me get a reaction from the chat room here. Excellent. Excellent.
Well, I now have a title to. Everyone was already calling him my boyfriend. Now I have an actual title that is, it can, you know, is the truth. And I have a key now. I've been
You have a key to
his apartment.
His apartment.
I've been staying in his apartment since my AC stopped working. Anyway,
excellent. So here's my question: does boyfriend mean something different in
Tagalog?
Filipino? Yeah, Tagalog. Which
Tagalog? Whatever. Tagalog. Yeah.
Does it mean something different in is this like, oh sure, I'll call you my boyfriend, which actually is like translates to indentured servant or something?
Language? I didn't ask him for meanings. I just kind of, and it, you know, it wasn't. I was planning to do a dinner, you know, make it romantic and all this stuff. And finally, it was actually way back on the 4th of July. I just wanted to make sure it stuck before I told anybody. Right. But so we had had such a good day and we were watching the fireworks and all this stuff. And I just kind of said, so can I call you my boyfriend now or what?
Well, let me ask you this. did the air conditioner break before or after he became your boyfriend?
It broke after he became
So this might be bad. This might be so the chat room wants to know if you've updated your Facebook status. We have a phone call.
No, haven't.
Let's take a phone call here. Hello.
Hello, this is Jay Lucifer Boohecker.
Yes.
I'm calling the Celebrity Death Zone.
Yes.
Somebody may have already called this in. I'm calling because Celeste Holmes died.
Who?
I know she's done TV and film, but I really know her mostly as she was the original 80 Annie.
Who?
She was just a girl who can't say no in Oklahoma. And she played Angela Lansbury in the original run of Mame. But pretty famous actress.
Mame.
I know this doesn't include just TV and film. Well, she did TV and film. So there it is.
Yes.
Hope I'm first. I bet somebody else called in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's probably a line of those people calling in to say that Mama Celeste died. Who? Celeste Holmes.
Yeah. So, I have to say that, you know, we should... I mean, that is a Broadway star of some sort.
A Broadway star of what? Of what? Annie, Get Your Gun? There's a great show.
We're going to get a lot of flack if we don't, if we don't give it to a Broadway person.
I disagree because, you know, if they were on a real Broadway show like Avenue Q or The Book of Mormon or something that was actually really good, then I could see that. But this is like 700 years ago. Annie, Get Your Gun is the bane of my existence because every community theater in the world does that now because they don't have to pay as much royalties to do it.
Well, I'm just saying we may lose all those cocktails and cream pie listeners if we piss off the Joey Boohonker. I don't know. I'll leave it up to you. That way, if anyone gets pissed off because you like give him the sad trombone, that they're mad at you and not me.
What is this show? What is this? What number show is this?
This is 49.
49. Why don't you ever make the list for me to move the cards to?
Oh, I have been doing it for the last 2 or 3 weeks. I just forgot tonight. Do you see the sweat pouring from my brow?
Yeah, the chat room would very much like for you to get some water. So we need a judge's ruling here. I say no because I don't know who the fuck this is. And I just need to know from you. You seem to think that it is. So what are we going to do? Our little half-season, our little $2.50?
Well, I don't know who it is, but... I'm just saying because it's a Broadway star.
Well, see, George in the chat room says no.
And then Turnip Head says yes. Mm-hmm. So we have a no and a yes.
We have a no and a yes. So
and a no and a yes from us. So I'd say we're at 250.
See, yeah, 250, which how do we even play that? Let's see. So we play, I don't know what we do. What do we do? We play that. Plus that, all mixed together. There you go. So 250 for Joey Lucifer Boohecker III. Okay. I'm sorry, I don't know who that was. So there you go. I'm happy that Mittens is now your boyfriend.
So yeah, the other update was
I don't get to have an update. It's just all going to be you.
No, I'm not done with that segment.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The other update was I have a key.
You said that.
And he now has a key, and I think that's it.
He has a key to your heart.
To my apartment.
He has a key to your apartment, also known as your heart.
Oh, my God. My shirt is, like, wet.
Yeah, the chat room is very concerned about your health.
Like, look, I do want to make a statement. For anyone that questions my loyalty to this show or my dedication to the fans and the listeners, you need to watch this video and see me physically melting as we do the show.
Right. That's all I've got to say. Donna Sugars in the chat room wants to ask a question about the celebrity death game. So, yes, go ahead, Donna Sugars, and type that question away while I... This has been a Adam Burns relationship update, starring Adam Burns and Mittens.
So
and Steve Ballmer.
So the question was...
Developers.
The question was, who is providing the money for this game? And this also shows you the devotion of us to our listeners, because we are splitting...
We're splitting the cost.
So Daniel and I are, whatever it goes up to, whatever that may be,
Imaginary number it ends up being, we will split it down the middle, and we will both contribute to this. Yeah, you know what? I do need to sit down and tally it up and figure out what it...
If I were
a guessing man, which I am, if I'd like to just, round it up at this point in time, I'd say we're probably around $120 or so. $5.
It's over 100 for sure.
Yeah, it's around 100, 120, 120, 25 bucks, somewhere in that. So there you go. Just a real quick update for me. What do we have to? We have to clear the way for Ramble Redhead at 9. Is that what we have to do?
Yes, 9 o'clock.
Okay, good. So just to real quick, I always am looking for things to do here in the fine state of Connecticut. Just a real quick aside, by the way, congratulations to Michael Buckley, Buck Hollywood, a YouTuber, a gay, openly gay YouTuber, does the YouTube show called Buck Hollywood. He just won the contest to co-host on Live with Kelly for a day and just did that today. He just did his live thing today.
Oh, now also, you know what Live with Kelly is.
Also, if you would like, if you would like to know today that we are recording, for if you're listening to this show, you have no idea what day we're recording. So today is Tuesday, July 21st, and that date may ring a bell with you. You might be saying to yourself, "Hey, Daniel, don't you have tickets to be at America's Got Talent tonight?" And in fact, you are correct.
Daniel, don't you have tickets to be at America's Got... I forgot about that completely.
I do. I had tickets to be at America's Got Talent tonight. You know what? We decided against going because I don't know if this is a New Jersey thing, because this is all being done here in the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. They wanted us there at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And that would be so, and the show runs until 10 p.m. because it's a live show from 8 to 10. So we would be there for 5 hours. You're not allowed to bring in cell phones. They have a dress code. You have to wear like solid color shirts and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, what the? That's like 5 hours out of my life, plus the 2 hours to drive there. So I just decided that, you know what? This is, as much as I'd kind of like to see the behind the scenes thing, I think I would just get pissed off, because then every time I'd watch the show, I'd be like, oh, that's fake. Oh, that's fake. No, they don't do that. That's fake. That was recorded 2 days ago. Just kind of thing. It's kind of like the Walt Disney World Christmas Parade, which I got to see every year in Florida, which was recorded in September down Main Street, because it would be recorded. It was recorded in September down Main Street, late September, early October. And, you'd see it there, and it wasn't snowing. That was fake snow. I just wouldn't, it's like you guys watching on TV thinking that it's snowing in Florida, but no, it wasn't.
Way to ruin the magic for everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're... Come on.
Well, no, Donna is saying that is normal, to be there 5 hours. That's, that's too much for me.
Can I just say...
Yes?
You're a mean one.
I am.
Mr. Daniel.
I am. And, had there been somebody on America's Got Talent worth watching this year, maybe. But I was just going over the thing. And the other thing is tonight is going to be that the dude. He's going to be the cannon dude that gets shot out of a cannon. And they're going to take us outside. And it may not even be us. They may have already recorded that like yesterday with another audience. And now it's just going to... Yeah,
a fake studio audience.
Yeah, well, they do. Like when I've seen that before. Like when David Copperfield came to Tampa, and I was watching him, and it was on it was being recorded for his television special. So we were being, but they brought in a separate audience earlier in the day to do some close up magic outside of another venue that he wasn't even performing at. And I know that. I know they do that a lot.
Those people that pretend that they don't see the Statue of Liberty right in front of them, as you know,
that trick was really well done, and I know how that one was done. That was not fake. That was. I actually know how that one was done. The thing that I wanted to go back to here was that. They have to have a different audience to do the outside stuff, because there's no way they can evacuate an entire performing arts center outside to watch something and then get them back in between a 3-minute commercial break. And so it has to be recorded earlier. There's no other logistic way for it to happen. Anyway, I just wanted to say, in my quest to find things to do here in the fine state of Connecticut, I stumbled across an idea the other day that someone at work threw out to me, which is to take a dinner cruise. I don't know if you know this or not, Adam, but the entire state of the entire state of Connecticut is bisected by the Connecticut River. The Connecticut River lazily runs all the way down the length of the state until it exits out into Long Island Sound down to our south.
Well, I know now.
Yeah, now you know. And so what they had is they had some, I was looking for a dinner cruise, one that I could go and board a vehicle, a boat up in Hartford, and then take a leisurely dinner cruise down the Connecticut River. And people assured me that things like this existed, and I was unable to find a dinner cruise, but what I did find was in a place called Essex, Connecticut, which is next door, there is an old steam train that takes you back into an old riverboat landing, and then you can take a riverboat, the Becky Thatcher riverboat, up the river and then turn around and come back. So it's like a little 2.5-hour tour on the river. So I went with Stephen and Robert, and Lurie Dean was invited, although he did not show up. So we all boarded the steam train and headed up the out into the backwoods of Connecticut. It was very pretty. It was a gorgeous day for it. It was like 77, 76, 77 degrees outside, not a cloud in the sky. It was great. We got on this riverboat. We got to take it all the way, up the river a bit. Not all the way up the river, but up the river a bit. We got to see Gillette Castle, which is a local landmark thing here, as well as got to see the Opera House and stuff. There's pictures posted on my Google Plus page if you want to take a look at them. So,
excellent.
It was fun. It was a nice fun thing that we do. And then when we came back from that, we met Kevin and Brian from Danbury, became the first official house guest here at New Haven. So Kevin and Brian were our first official house guests. They came up on Sunday, and we went to dinner with them at a place right up the road here, and had a lovely dinner, and then poked our head into a local gay bar.
Oh, a gay bar, a gay bar.
Yes, I have not been to a gay bar here, so we poked our head into a gay bar.
We do have trains here in Arkansas as well.
No, not steam. These were steam trains.
No,
we
have steam trains. In fact, about an hour away from me in Eureka Springs, which has the only gay resort in Arkansas, and it is clothing optional for those of you who care.
Right, yes.
There is, not far away from that gay resort, there is a steam train train with a steam engine.
It's called a steam train,
woo-woo!
Yes.
Anyway, yes. And they have a dinner, and they have the whole thing, and you do a train ride touring the area. So mm-hmm. I haven't done it yet, but I will. I'll report back on that.
All right. So I noticed that the card that I prematurely read last week is no longer here.
Well, that's because I haven't been home.
I still need to
pull audio from their show.
I can't. All right. Well, in order to stay on track here, pick one of your two cards there.
I don't know if I should talk about this, but I'm just going to throw it out there anyway.
Oh, here we go. You're going to throw it out there.
I'm going to throw it out there. I was persecuted. Persecuted for... No. Here I am. Just having a innocent romantic breakfast with my now boyfriend
from the Philippines. An innocent romantic Filipino breakfast, which involves duck eggs.
Unbeknownst to me, and I'm not a political activist by any means. And so
I was unaware of
it. I say on the show that we went to fucking Chick-fil-A, all right? We went to Chick-fil-A.
Is it actually signed that way?
I think
Chick-fil-A?
They're changing the name.
Yeah, checking fucking Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
You can take your shirt off if you're really that hot.
My shirt is soaked. I'm not even kidding.
I'm sure the chat room would be perfectly fine.
No, I haven't shaved. Anyway, so...
Yes.
There were several posts on both Google Plus and Facebook pointing me out specifically that I should become an activist.
I think you mean calling you out specifically.
Well, I don't know whether, but basically they're saying that I should, you know, picket Chick-fil-A and I should do all this stuff. Well, I chose because I'm...
Holy fuck, did that column just like expand by 100? Anyway, go ahead.
I like to stay out of that shit. I like to be happy, you know, people like me. I like to be middle of the road. I don't like to make waves. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We know this, but my AC's been out for like 5 days and I can't tell.
Right.
Anyway, yes. So I just didn't comment because I didn't feel like I wanted to have an argument. I don't like to argue with people and whatever. So then there's another post about fucking Chick-fil-A. And once again, I mentioned in the comments...
Yes.
Oh, well, Adam hasn't chosen to respond to, you know, all of the previous posts about Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
And so then somebody calls me a pussy.
Someone called you a pussy?
Because I didn't respond.
Wait. Now, who called you a pussy?
I'm not giving names here, and I don't know the person.
Oh, no, boo. I want to know who called you a pussy.
But I'm just going to say right here, and you know what? I hope we don't lose listeners. But I think everyone is entitled to their opinion. And you know what? If Chick-fil-A doesn't believe that I should get married, they have a right to that.
Honey.
That's all I'm going to say.
You know what? You shouldn't. There's no possible way you can please everyone all the time. So losing listeners is a stupid thing.
Well,
we'd not get paid as much if we have less listeners.
You know what?
Who the fuck cares?
I live in America, and if the CEO of Chick-fil-A thinks that I shouldn't get married, he has every right to have that opinion.
He does, and gay people have every right not to spend money at a place that the CEO seems to think that they're a second. That's
right.
That's the point.
But I also should still be, people should not hate me if I like their breakfast. That does not say anything bad about me. I like their breakfast.
Actually,
I'm sorry.
Actually, it does say something bad about you. You have no taste culinarily. But that's neither
it.
Here nor there. Yeah.
And I am not mad at any of those people. Mm-hmm, I'm just saying the reason I don't comment is because I don't like to get in these debates.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. I would just like to say, you know, I think it's over the line to call you a pussy. Unless it was being done jokingly. I don't know the context. I don't know whatever. Here's the thing. There's a lot of places that people like to protest, right? And there's a lot of things that people say that are stupid. I don't know if you read this today. I thought of you when I read it. Did you know that the Muppets have now pulled out of Chick-fil-A? Because the Muppets were had a contract with them. But at the same time, I don't think we can realistically know what everyone thinks from every product that we ever put our hands on, that we ever touch.
The Christians used to boycott.
All right, you don't have to yell.
The Christians used to boycott Procter & Gamble because their symbol looks like some kind of witchcraft.
All right, so I don't think that we can know whether the head of Coca-Cola is a raging homophobe or not, right? And I drink Diet Coke all the time. However, that being said, that's because the president of Coca-Cola has not gone on national television or whatever and said, "I really hate them fags," right? So the people's outrage doesn't come so much from the fact that this guy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, doesn't want gay people to get married. That's really his own – he has the right to have that opinion. They are upset at him because he is now trying to sway other people to believe that way, and he is now taking a political stance, which makes people say, you know what, I will take the opposite. I can also play politics, and by my political stance is to not patronize your business. And that is a perfectly valid form of you know, political activism.
No. And I'm fine with people protesting. My point is, we should all have the right to make our own choices without being persecuted and called a fucking pussy when I didn't even comment. But anyway, that's just
that's just kind of you. You might have commented.
No, I didn't comment.
Well, that's just politics.
I did, but I will. I will say one other thing. I am not going to boycott anyone. And Donna Sugars asked if I would eat at a restaurant owned by the KKK, and yes. I absolutely would, because I believe that everyone has the right to have their opinions. And we live in America. It is free. I'm not going to, they have a right to have the opinions that they have. So.
Okay. So I will not eat at Chick-fil-A. However, comma, I have not eaten a Chick-fil-A for 200 years. So, it always pissed me off that they were closed on Sunday because that just smelled like a religious thing to me. So I just don't like Chick-fil-A because of that. But that's neither here nor there. You know, I will fully admit that I am a hypocrite on a lot of this stuff because I will not buy gas from ExxonMobil. I will not buy gas from. I will push my car out of gas before I will buy gas from ExxonMobil, and that's only because Mobil had a same-sex partner and a non-discrimination policy in place, and then when Exxon bought them, they got rid of it. And I was just like, fuck you, Exxon. Right, same reason I won't eat at the Cracker Barrel. Fuck you, Cracker Barrel, because these places have taken their stance. Yet at the same time, there are other companies that have equally bad stances that I just haven't heard about, that I don't know about, that I will blissfully, ignorantly go and eat at and patronize and everything. So there's no possible way for me to know what every single thing that I eat is. And some of the problems that people have with things I find to be a bit iffy.
Well, okay, so last thing I'm going to say about this. As most people know who know me, I really want people to like me. Like, that's a big deal to me. And, you know, without getting too serious on this show, it takes a lot for me to come out and say, you know, an opinion that I think people will not be supportive of. So I hope that no one stops liking me because I have these opinions, but I'm just going to be honest. But, you know, that's it. So there you go.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. All right. So I think we can all agree that the dude that owns the place is a douchebag. Dan Cathy.
Yes.
Dan Cathy, and S. Truett Cathy, the Cathy family.
You know, and here's another point. They might have gay employees without knowing it, because I'm sure they won't hire them. But
if you'll let me finish my statement.
Oh,
here.
Go ahead.
Chick-fil-A corporate does not own every Chick-fil-A out there. They are a franchise. Much like McDonald's are owned independently throughout this country, Chick-fil-A's are owned independently throughout this country. So, you know, they don't own every single restaurant out there. There may be Chick-fil-A's out there that have a very pro-gay stance that you don't know. So please use your own, your own brain accordingly as if to whether you want to. I would advocate boycotting them simply because their food is disgusting.
See, like their chicken, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, their food is disgusting. Oh, I just burped. That was not Chick-fil-A.
Well, I had Steak and Shake for lunch, not Chick-fil-A, so everyone can be happy.
Excellent.
Wait, is Steak and Shake anti-gay too? Oh, I can't eat there. I guess I can't
eat
anything.
I have no idea. Play the news. Play the news.
All right, I think I'll play the news.
The news.
The news tonight is brought to you by Chick-fil-A. No, I'm just kidding. Not really.
Oh, you know what? Damn. I totally forgot that. All right, yeah. We haven't gotten to a good segment yet. I'll do it.
Sorry.
On a good segment.
An argument over the possession of a bag of pork rinds led to one man being stabbed in the neck 3 times with a broken beer bottle.
Jesus Christ.
The victim, Edward Hooks, told officers he and a man named Cowboy,
uh-huh,
and of course your name would be Cowboy, having a fight over pork rinds.
Yeah, pork rinds, yes.
Basically, we're playing dominoes outside the Rancho Alegre nightclub when the argument began. Mm-hmm. They argued over the pork rinds and a missing cell phone, according to the victim and witnesses. Cowboy, whose real name is Will Moore, Will Moore Trawick,
uh-huh, uh-huh,
and who also answers to Wyatt Earp, broke a...
There's got to be a cowboy name.
So it's Cowboy and Wyatt Earp, or is it the same guy? I don't know. Anyway, broke a beer bottle and stabbed Hooks, according to witness statements. When a Fort Walton Beach Police Department officer arrived, Hooks was lying on the ground, bleeding from the neck. He was taken by ambulance to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola, according to Rick Horde, spokesman for the Fort Walton Beach Police Department.
Over pork rinds.
Yeah. So Trawick, 50, because it's important that he's 50, fled the scene.
What is the argument? Does it say what the argument was about?
I don't know. Pork rinds and a
cell phone. My pork rinds. No, they're my pork rinds. So, you know, was it a property dispute? I mean, was it, maybe they were libertarians?
I don't know. Why does everyone have to, you know, the shooter, and this is not funny at all, but... For some reason, oh no, that's Tea Party. The shooter for the Batman thing that happened, horrible.
Adam, stop.
There was a news report
just
that
stop,
they thought
stop,
he was
stop,
a member
stop,
of the Tea Party.
Just stop.
Anyway, he's been charged with aggravated battery, as my grandma would say.
Aggravated battery over the killing somebody for or assaulting someone for a pork rind.
Yeah. So more than 200 chihuahuas have been removed from what officials are calling unsanitary conditions.
Oh, it's right in the middle of your unsanitary story there. Hold on a second. Let me just get that. I think this is an international call here. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser. Another attempt at your celebrity death phone, which we know is rigged.
Don't understand.
John Lord, keyboard player for Deep Purple. Yeah. Huh? Oh, hang on. He was British. Never mind. Bye.
We aren't. You know, we're not against British people.
I have British friends.
I have two British exes.
Right. Here's the thing. Do you know who Deep Purple is?
Vaguely.
Smoke on the water.
Yes, I used to play that in marching band all the time. That's a big marching band song.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So it's not that the guy is English. Had the lead singer of Deep Purple, which, by the way, is Ritchie Blackmore, who went on to sing for many other groups, but had it been someone like that, but really John Lord, the keyboardist from Deep Purple, that's kind of pushing it, I think. I'm just saying, had it been the front guy, right? Because if you say name someone from Deep Purple, 9 out of 10 people are going to say, who the fuck is Deep Purple? But then when you find that one person who knows who Deep Purple is, they're going to say Ritchie Blackmore. So I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I'm you didn't even know who they were.
I've heard the name.
You know what, RT Cruiser, if you were coming to Vegas, we would be giving you more of these. Anyway, go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry. You were talking about the horrible, horrible state of the Chihuahua in
Yeah, so the state agriculture department said late Thursday that dog wardens cooperating with state police executed a search warrant at the home in Benton in Columbia County after receiving numerous tips.
Dog wardens?
Yeah.
There's a job in this country called job warden?
Dog warden.
Dog warden?
Yes. So the dogs are being held at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex and Expo Center in Harrisburg and will be transferred to shelters Friday. They will be treated by veterinarians and evaluated. So
what you're saying then is
we have some audio from there. And I don't know which one of these clips is the correct audio. So if you guys will bear with me.
Go check your local thing. Yeah, if you're listening on Pride 48.
I think maybe we've got it here.
It's just crashed. See if I can get back on. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, the video crashed on me. It just said you had a fatal error. It's like your co-host is too hot. He needs to drink some water.
Well... so I'm going to repeat that then. So
handing out water.
So yes, I did my due as the news director.
Yes.
Of DI Plus. You know, yes. I did my due diligence for this story because it really pains me when chihuahuas are held hostage like this.
Right.
And I've located some audio, so you have to listen really closely to this. But I have some audio here.
Yo quiero taco, Ben.
Oh, they just
that's no.
They just wanted some Taco Bell. That's all they wanted.
Hi, welcome new people in the chat room. I'm putting up the link for the video in case you didn't know where I was. All right, excellent. Wait, I'm supposed to play a thing. I'm all kerfuffled now because I got kicked out, and it was just like I think it was probably the Chick-fil-A folks.
It could have been.
They were probably mad at me. You know, I should probably put this goddamn blah, 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 go.
So a Georgia woman has been charged with misusing the 911 system after she called police dispatchers to register a complaint about the quality of a mugshot taken following a prior arrest. So Tanya Ann Fowler.
Back up. She called who to complain?
She called 911.
Yes, 911 to complain.
Of the quality of a mugshot taken of her in a prior arrest.
And you can't call your people about the air conditioner. You can't just keep calling and pestering about the air conditioner. You should take a page out of this woman's book, Adam.
Well,
she is getting things done.
So Tanya Ann Fowler dialed police Sunday evening after spotting the photo in Bad and Busted, a local publication that compiles images of recent arrestees. The photo that so displeased Fowler, 45, was snapped following an earlier caller? Something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Collar. That's slang for getting busted.
No. Okay. I didn't know that. I've never been busted. So a Winder Police Department report notes that Fowler dialed 911 on July 15th in reference to being upset about a picture. In a conversation with a cop, Fowler explained that she was upset about how she looked on the front page of the Bad and Busted printing. So, in conclusion to this story, we do have an update.
We
do
have an update. We have an update. We have an update. This just in
from the Doobies and Tint newsroom.
Yes.
So as a result of the 911 call about her mugshot, Fowler was afforded the opportunity to pose for a fresh booking photo since she was charged with unlawful use of 911 and disorderly conduct.
Excellent. That's just, I got nothing. That's...
And you know what? I don't know that this person could ever take a good mugshot. It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. It's your
birthday. Happy birthday to ya. DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by RT Cruisers, English and Elocution for Servantless Americans.
Oh, he's giving classes now?
Apparently, yes.
Where can I sign up?
He did not give me a website. You know, if you're going to sponsor something here on our show, I'm just going to read what you say. So I'm not going to make up a fake website for you. You will have
because
to do that.
Because we do not, you know what? We have integrity here.
We do.
At DI Plus.
Unlike other shows.
Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
And the other thing I just wanted to point out is, had Adam read that, I'm sure he would have said electrocution instead of elocution. I'm just saying.
I know the word elocution. I know it. All right, birthdays. So excited.
You know what? This show all over the map here. Right? Make sure you stay tuned for 9 o'clock tonight when some real person comes along and does
ramble.
A real show.
The
rambling redhead is going to do a real show here.
You say that. You say this show is so rambling. So. Yes. Listen to a better show when you listen to The Rambling Redhead.
Hello.
Hi, this is Murphy. Calling to let you know that Stephen Covey, the author of the best-selling book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, died early Monday morning at the age of 79 years old. Talk to you later. Bye.
I don't know who that was.
You don't know who that is? No. Yes. Okay. So I don't know if I mentioned it on the show. I thought I did, but I took a class like 2 weeks ago. Seven Habits of Highly Effective Associates is what they called it. It's based on a best-selling book that's been published in over 30 countries by Stephen Covey called Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
No. I know who that is. I don't know who the call's from. And one of the rules is you have to say who you are.
Oh, that was Larry.
Clue Sledge. Calling to let you know that Stephen Covey.
Sorry. Aww. Listen again. I know who it is. I know it's Larry. I'm just saying the rules clearly say I turned down giving a prize to Jean Bond, who I know better than anyone, because she didn't say who she was. I'm just saying, listen again.
Hi, this is Murphy. Calling to let you know that Stephen Covey.
See? Sorry.
I think he said who he was.
There was not enough time in there for him to say.
He said,
I'm calling the celebrity death phone. Can we get the archive, what do they call those? Archaeologists, the people that the anthropological, the audio anthropologist in here to dig through that and find the archiving on that. And what I think
forensic
there you
analysis.
Go, the audio forensic people. I knew it had something to do with. See, watching that show, watching Bones has set you up.
See now, Donna Sugars in the studio audience does say that she heard he said, "Hi, this is Larry." I think he tried. I mean, he gave it the old college try. It was just a cell phone crap out because he's probably using an iPhone. I mean, I'm just going
to
say.
All right, fine. Whatever. I'm going to give it to him for some bullshit guy. Some Some bullshit dude that wrote some book that we don't care about.
You know, we can't blame iPhone users. I mean, come on. Come on. So our first birthday. Here we go.
Yes. I'm sorry. First birthday. Yes. Yes, I'm ready. Oh, this is the theme to Knight Rider, which means it's either David Hasselhoff's birthday or it's the voice of Kit, who was also on St. Elsewhere.
Well, so you just have to give me a guess. I love this theme song.
I'm going to go with David Hasselhoff.
With who?
David Hasselhoff.
Why, yes, it is David Hasselhoff.
Excellent. And I mainly because I cannot remember the name of the actor that did the voice.
So David Hasselhoff is 60 years old.
60 years old. Now, the chat room is saying who's on Magnum P.I. No, the guy that did the voice of Kit was not on Magnum P.I. That was a British actor that was different. Than the one that did the voice for Kit was on St. Elsewhere. He was the main head surgeon on St. Elsewhere, the teaching surgeon. And he was also on a Disney show that came on long after I was on, like Boy Meets World or something like that. So anyway, so welcome, David Hasselhoff. Happy birthday.
So you may or may not get the next one, but it's a very good. I love this theme song, and it's a show that I watch religiously.
Yes.
So here we go.
Carry on my wayward son.
The song is done by the musical group Kansas. This is Carry On My Wayward Son. And this is the theme to a television show?
Yes, it is.
Really?
It is. I will say on CW.
Oh, that's probably why I don't know it then. I have no idea. I don't watch the CW.
All right, well, the show is Supernatural.
Oh, the one with Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone in it.
I was not aware that he was in that show.
He's growing his, that's why he grew his hair long, was to look like Jared Padalecki or whatever out of Supernatural.
Well, so whose birthday do you think it might be?
It's Dr. Wesley Stone's birthday.
It is Jared Padalecki's birthday, and he is hot, although...
There we go. Although thank you, Turnipad. They posted William Daniels was the actor, the voice of Kit. Actually.
Although I do think that the other guy is hotter, and I can't... Well, let's see, what's his name? It's Jared Padalecki and... guy's name.
Yes, his name is Chip.
But anyway, Jared Padalecki turned 30 years old. And if you like supernaturally type shows, I would highly recommend the show. It's very good.
Right. The other person's name is Jensen Ackles.
Yes.
Which, it's almost as if I had a computer tied to a network of machines that you could just type in the word supernatural and it would come up and tell you.
As we all know, I barely multitask enough to operate the five computers I have around.
Right, excellent. Anyway, so move along.
Here's our next one.
Gotta get going here. Come on, we gotta get going.
Hi, Billy Mays here for
motherfucker.
It's Billy Mays. I'm gonna go with Billy Mays. I'm gonna go with that.
Mini burgers everyone loves. No more squishing and squashing.
Yeah.
Or flipping and flopping. With the slider station, just scoop, press, and cook right on your.
Anyway, so hi everybody.
Right.
I fucked it up, but
excellent.
Yes, it is Billy Mays' birthday,
and he's dead.
He is dead.
Wow, that's very loud. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Phone was very, very loud. Hello.
Hey, this is Brother Santa is calling the celebrity death phone, and I have two today.
Two.
First one is Kitty Wells, the country music's first female superstar.
No.
And her big song was "It Wasn't God Who Created Who Made Honky Tonk Angels" in 1952, even before my time.
No. No.
The other one is John Lord, keyboardist for Deep Smoke on the Water, provided a lot of inspiration for back when I was in college.
Really?
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
You know who John Lord is? I mean, I know who Deep Purple is, but John Lord, really?
YMCA. Oh, no. Sorry. Yes, Billy Mays is dead, but he would have been 54 years old.
All right, can we just go back to... All right, so here's the thing. Brothers Natus, thank you. We appreciate each and every call that we get here on the show. unfortunately... The country lady, I have no idea who that is. And John Lord, even if I were to now change my mind for John Lord, it would have to go to Ati Cruza, who called in first. So, yeah. Sorry about that. What happened?
All right. Nothing happened. I'm trying to find the correct place here.
Excellent. The correct place.
In this. So here we go. Here's the next one.
Ah. Thank you. Are you like fast forwarding through this?
Yeah, give me a second.
Whilst I illuminate the possibilities.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. All right, this is from the movie Aladdin.
Up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails.
And this is Robin Williams, who is the voice of the genie. Yes,
that's correct.
So it's Robin Williams' birthday.
You are correct.
Excellent.
Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me.
All right, so you ain't never had a friend like me.
The heat is really getting to you. This is the sloppiest show we've ever done.
No, you know what? I wanted to hear that one little bit of the song before I brought it down. So anyway, Robin Williams is 61 years old.
61 years old, still and much younger than Morgan Freeman.
Well, not much younger. And actually, it's not Morgan Freeman. It's Morgan Fairchild.
Right, Morgan Fairchild.
63.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, no, when I keep the music going, it means I want to hear a little bit more of it before we move on.
Because of the way we record, when you keep the music going, then Levelator makes it really loud, and then you can't hear me, and it's really annoying.
No,
because when I listen to the show, I just want to hear me.
I know. Well, we all know that. But I got the seal of approval from Daniel for the last, two shows ago.
Not,
I don't know about the most recent one.
Is this the most recent one? No. Nah. All right, so really? Go ahead. Move on. Who's our next?
Happy birthday, Robin Williams. And so
birthday,
here is
Robin
our
Williams.
Next yep. one. Here we go. Oh, I don't want to play this one.
Excellent. Let's just move on then. Who's our next one?
Well, I will play this one.
Oh, am I supposed to be guessing here? This is the Andy Griffith theme.
Yeah, I didn't want to play that one, but I apparently closed the window to the one I wanted to play.
Right.
So that's,
Andy Griffith is dead.
It's not Andy Griffith.
It's not Andy Griffith. It's Ron Howard.
No.
Oh. Then I don't know. I don't know anyone else on that show.
Let's see if I can pull this up real quick. And see if you recognize this person, because this is what I wanted to play. And now we're going to get an advertisement, so
excellent,
I'm going to...
So this is another show that he was on?
So wait, you don't know who else was on the Andy Griffith show?
All right, is the theme song that you're currently trying to play start with, Come and Knock on Our Door?
No, I wanted to play something from a movie... Well, here, it's coming up here in just a second, so let's...
Just one moment.
Kind of a thrill of hope, George.
Hope for what, Henry?
Well, with the war in Europe and new weapons being invented all the time, why... What if men were actually foolish
okay, that's,
enough
that's
to
that's
destroy
Don
themselves
completely?
There you go.
You
know
could
what
have
movie
played,
that's from?
You could no, because you could have played Come and Knock on Our Door, because he played Mr. Roper.
One of my favorite...
Farnsworth or Farnsley. Or, yes?
One of my favorite movies that Don Knotts was in, and I don't know how many...
The Apple Dumpling Gang?
No, it's The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Oh, Mr. Limpet.
And Kingsley in the chat room got that. Yes, he was a fish. He got turned into a fish. He saved the day. It was a war, some war. I don't know what war it was.
Yeah, it was some war.
Some war, and he guides the ship or something. Right. I don't know, but it's a fantastic movie. So good.
Excellent. Let's just go on here. Let's take this phone call. Hello. Yes.
Hi, boys. It's the Georgie Glamazon.
Hi, Georgie Glamazon.
I'm calling the Celebrity Death Line.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the wonderful Miss Sally Ride has died.
I know.
I'm really sad about that.
That's very sad.
Anyway, thanks.
So Sally Ride died. She was 61 years old. I was, you know, here's my thing. I was really worried that no one would call in for Sally Ride. I was just like going, because I'm a big space geek, and I was just like going, that would really be tragic if people didn't call in. Because it's one of those things, like, if you want to stump somebody, it won't work now, because she just died and she's in the news. But as a week ago, if you wanted to stump somebody, you could say to them, who was the first female in space? And they would inevitably never say Sally Ride. They would always say Christy McCullough or somebody else. But then if you rephrase the question of going, what was Sally Ride famous for? People would go, the first woman in space. So it was like one of those weird things where people just didn't remember her name. But when they heard her name, they were like, aha, I know that she was the first woman in space. So indeed. So Sally Ride, first woman in space, died 61. She survived by her lesbian partner of 27 years, I think. Anyway, So Georgia Glamazon, thank you very much for calling into that. You know, each and every call is very important here on the Celebrity Death
The what? What was that?
On the Celebrity Death Phone. And I just wanted to say, Georgia Glamazon, where's the thing? God damn it, I gotta rearrange this shit. Excellent. There you go. $5 thrown into the pot. Christy McCullough. No. Sally Ride. Sally Ride. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please go ahead with your next birthday.
Oh. So anyway, Don Knotts would have been 88. He is dead, but he would have been 88. So I'm
excellent.
Sorry. Got to play.
Congratulations, Don Knotts, for being dead. Oh, this is the theme to Jeopardy.
Yes, it is.
Also on someone known as Jeopardy, hosted by I think I just talked about him last week. Alex Trebek is the host
this
of Jeopardy.
Is Jeopardy.
Now that was Don Pardo or somebody, wasn't it? That did the voice.
Well, I don't know who did the voice.
It was Alex Trebek. So I'm sorry. I have to phrase that in the form of a question. Who is Alex Trebek?
Right. Alex Trebek, who just had a heart attack, I believe, recently, actually did have a birthday. He is 72 years old.
72 years old. Much older than Morgan Freeman. Excellent. Move along. Who's our next?
So we are done. That is all of the birthdays.
You are supposed to tell me when these things happen. You're supposed to say that this... Oh.
The last birthday.
I'm going to have a good time.
Excellent.
You like how I remembered there?
That's very good. I'm very happy about it. You know what? Yeah, we've got a ton of these things to get through here. Let's just get through these. Let's just plow right through them, shall we?
Yes.
Clear out our celebrity death queue here. All right, let's. Here we go.
Hello, this is Tom from Houston.
Hi, Tom.
Number two call. And I'm here on the Celebrity Death Line.
Yes.
Reporting the early demise of Sally Ride, the first U.S. woman in space who passed away today. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Excellent. All right, and I just had a correction there. She was not the first U.S. woman in space. She was the first woman in space, period. Let's see. Let's move on to the next one here. Hello.
Well, someone died, and I can't remember who. Now, how do I hang this up? Hello. How do I get back to the telephone to hang this up? You touch phone. Keypad. Return to call in progress. Goodbye.
I love this call. I want to make this our new Celebrity Death Fall ringtone. This.
Oh, someone died, and I can't remember who.
I want that to be.
I don't even know who that is. Should I know who that is?
Whoever you are, we love you. That is awesome. That was absolutely awesome. That call came in. Someone died. Can't remember who. Aberdeen?
Aberdeen, South Dakota was the...
Someone from South Dakota. Oh, doesn't Miss Kathy live in South Dakota?
I don't know. Maybe it was her. I don't know.
All right, let's move along here into Long Beach, California. Hello.
Oh, dubious intent. First American female astronaut, Sally Ride.
Yes.
Died today.
Again, first female, period.
Cancer.
Yes.
Bye.
Yes, excellent.
Who was that?
What?
Who was that? Because you'll recognize voices and I don't. And they didn't give a name either.
Oh, dubious intent. First American female astronaut, Sally Ride, died today from cancer. Bye.
That's actually a trigger one. I don't actually know. Long Beach, California. I don't know who that would be.
I don't know. Oh, well. You didn't win anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And Turnipad is trying to now play that propaganda card on here and tell me that Valentina Tereshnikova, or Tereshkova was the first woman in space. Actually, there is a lot of debate about that as to whether or not that actually happened. Anyway, neither another here nor there. I'm just saying, Sally Ride. I'll put my money with Sally Ride. That's all I'm trying to say. All right, let's go in here to the next phone call, shall we?
Hey there, it's Turner Pitt calling and letting you know that Sherman Hemsley died today at age 74. Cheers.
I couldn't understand his accent. Could you?
Was it Canadian?
Yes, yeah, Canadian accent. I have no idea what he said. He said something.
Hey there, it's Turner Pitt calling and letting you know that Sherman Hemsley.
I have no idea what that is. All right. Well, sorry about that. So let's move on to our next phone call. Excellent. Congratulations, Turnip Head. Yes, $5 added to the pot. Bumped up for Turnip Hemsley.
Turnip Hemsley?
He was George's George Jefferson's younger brother, Turnip. Sherman Hemsley, who played George Jefferson on TV's All in the Family, and then was spun off into his own show. The controversy, debate as to whether that flight actually happened, or whether that was just the Russians trying to push the space program along, because there was actually no tangible, like, but anyway, it's not important. There's reason to believe that she actually never went into space. So there you go. But if it makes you feel better, fine. Then Sally Ride, first American astronaut, but she was the first woman in space. Anyway, let's move on here to our next. Congratulations, Turnipad, by the way. All right, let's go into our next phone call here. Here we go.
Hey, Adam and Daniel, it's Peter G calling for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Sherman Hemsley.
Hemsley.
George Jefferson from the Jeffersons.
Hold on. Hold on. Is there a technical foul? I believe there is a technical foul here on the play.
Judges?
On the play. Hold on. Let's go back and listen to Turnipad. First of all, can we get a ruling? What is his name?
It's Hemsley. H-E-M-S-L-E-Y.
Hemsley. So let's see. Sherman Hemsley. Okay. Yep, indeed it is Sherman Hemsley. Okay, all right, just want to make sure. So, sorry about that.
Deluxe apartment in the heavens.
Yes, in sky.
Sherman Hemsley.
Hemsley.
How old he was, 112, something like that.
No, he wasn't. He was 71.
Now he's up there with Wheezy. Thanks.
Is Wheezy dead?
I don't know. For some reason, I think she is, but I'm not certain of that.
Right. Yeah, excellent. So, Turnipad, you were safe. I just thought that perhaps his name was Hemsley and that you had gotten it wrong. I was looking for any loophole that I could. After you basically...
You know, Turnipad, I am supportive.
Turnipad is just up there, you know, in with the free medical care, just sitting there, just running up thousands and thousands of dollars of taxpayer money.
Wow. And all I do is eat at Chick-fil-A, folks.
Bad person. Excellent. Let's go on now here to the next person. Oh, I love this. You actually wrote it here as Sherman Hemsley.
Yeah, I probably wrote it wrong, but it doesn't.
Let's say hello. Hello.
Hello, dubious intent. This is the Laughing Buddha calling the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
It appears that Sherman Hemsley. Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, you got cut off there, but sorry about that. You weren't the first person to call. Turnipad, you know I'm kidding, right? You do know I love you. let's get to our final phone call here. Did this just come in?
Yes, it did.
Just came.
Yes,
and you, like,
lovies.
You put this up? Okay, here we go. Let's
Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Oh, I had to call you. I never call you. It's Donna Sugar.
Donna Sugars.
Daniel.
Yes.
Donna Sugars is calling.
Yes.
Just calling to tell you that Sherman Hemsley.
Yes.
Sherman Hemsley, American actor.
Yes.
Played the role of George Jefferson on All in the Family.
Yes.
And the Jeffersons.
Yes.
So Donna Sugars called. Sherman Hemsley died.
Right. Yes, Sherman Hemsley died.
Okay. Clearly.
Right.
And I cannot be. You can't try and skew that. Like, you're my point. You're my point, girl. Okay. Kisses.
You know.
Bye. Excellent.
Kisses, Donna.
So sorry. That was our last celebrity death call. So for all of you who called after Turnipad, which would have been, I've already lost count.
A lot of people.
Tom, Tom in Houston, Brothers Natus, Georgia Glamazon. No, Georgia Glamazon won. Why is she down there? Peter G, Laughing Buddha, and Donna Sugar. So sorry for that was a combined sad tuba for you all.
You know, let's just have a show meeting right here. You know what we could do is have a winner's column in the Trello. Yeah. And then drag people over, and then we would have a way to go and look back.
We would have a rolling total. That's genius. But I am so glad I thought of that.
You know, of course, it doesn't help us with all the past. Sorry, if you won prior to today's show.
Right.
Fuck you. I'm sorry. I mean, no money for you.
Excellent. Right. All right. So here we go. Let's just zip down. Now we have actual voicemails. So that was the end of the celebrity death calls there. I was really worried that, no one was going to call in for Sally Ride and everyone was going to call in for George Jefferson. So I was pleased that there was enough Sally Ride calls in there to kind of, back it off. All right. So here we go. Let's take our first real phone call. Comes in from Seder 69, the star of the Seder Spherical gun.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Adam. This is Scott, a.k.a. Seder69 of the Seder Sphere podcast. I'm just calling to tell you how much I appreciate your shows. I listen to them every week.
Excellent.
I don't fall behind like some other cunts.
Right.
And in that draft, Donna Sugars, you whore. How dare you call my music cunty? You Babylon whore. Uh-huh. You Scarlet Woman. You, uh-huh. Right. You hussy.
Right.
I am just...
Yes.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
I am calling you out on two pieces and tips. That's fine. That's what I'm doing. So suck it, bitch. Daniel, Adam... Love the show.
Right, yeah.
This is a theater. Catch you later.
Now, you know, Donna played a rebuttal to this on her most recent show. So if you go and listen to the most recent Big Silly Homo show, you will A, hear a rebuttal to that from Donna Sugars herself, and B, you will also hear our phone call to Donna Sugars' show, which we did on the last show. So you will actually get to hear the phone call that. So if you haven't gone over to the Big Silly Homo to hear our phone call over there, you should have. What did you just do? Did your air just come on or something?
Me?
It got really weirdly loud in your...
I didn't do anything at all. No, my air did not come on.
Excellent.
Trust.
Excellent. Let's get to our next... Our
voicemail.
Our yeah, here.
Well, hello, boys. Oh, it's Donna Sugars.
Donna Sugars, yes.
Adam, darling.
Yes.
I am a cosmetologist or a hair scientist. It's a real thing. I'm a real scientist.
She's a real
scientist. I have an associate of science degree.
In hair science.
It's real. Mm-hmm. From a community college. Mm-hmm. Get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Darling, wearing a hat constantly will actually speed up the balding process.
Ah.
Letting your hair follicles not get the oxygen they need is actually killing them faster.
You're depriving your hair.
So the more you wear that hat, the faster you're going to go bald.
Oh my God, you're going to pass out.
Might I simply suggest shaving your head or yes. getting a wig.
Ooh, a wig.
Oh, darling, there's some fabulous wigs out there. And I think you would look fabulous in a wig.
You know,
I'd like a Justin Bieber or like... Mm-hmm. One of those comb overs? Oh, you'd be so cute. You'd be like a little mini Trump. It's so adorable. Mm-hmm. Well, kisses, darling.
I was going to say, you know what? I think, Adam, you should just step up and let Donna Sugars put a wig on you at Vegas.
Right.
In Vegas this year.
So I have a comment for this. Yes. So I totally disagree with the shaving my head part, because I don't think that just because someone's going bald in the back that they should give up and shave their head, because my hair in the front looks very cute. So, and most people are looking at me from the front. I would not look good. Plus, shaving your head makes you look older, and I don't want to look older. So, I don't want to. And I do know.
Yes.
That it is said that wearing a hat can affect your hair. But I have been thinning since I was 18 years old.
Since he was 18.
And it's gone very, very slowly.
Very, very slowly.
That's all I've got to say. I know all of those things, but my choice is that I think the front is cute enough. Mm-hmm. And so Tom says I need to wash the grease out of my hair. Does Tom realize that it's almost 100 degrees in my apartment right now?
Tom doesn't realize that, no.
And I am sweating my balls off.
Excellent. All right, so go ahead and play us out of this segment, which you have forgotten to do on the last two shows.
I will do it right now.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. All right. So just real quickly before we do anything else, because, you know, we only got like 6 minutes here until the rambling redhead comes along and kicks us off the stream.
I did want to say, I know we just ended the contact section, but I did want to say we got one comment. God, I can't talk.
Yes.
On the website. It's from Patrick Plain, who says, Adam.
Yes.
I think it's sweet how you and Mittens play with your ketchup the same way with waffle fries at Chick-fil-A. But I hope you'll consider boycotting Chick-fil-A, no matter how delicious it is. They really wear their anti-gay belief on their sleeve.
Excellent.
And I want to thank you for your comment.
Thank you, Patrick. You know, Patrick and his husband have just, I believe, let me go look on Google Plus. I think they are celebrating a year anniversary of their actual wedding, because they got married the very first day that it was legal to do so in the city of New York. And I think that they are coming out, or they just passed their 1 year. Let me find him here. I just saw this post today over on the old Google Plusage. Let me, no, that's Daniel Pate, Patrick. Oh, let's see here. Patrick, blah, 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 blah. Yes, 1 year ago today, Patrick and his husband were married. The very first day it was legal in New York City. They've been together for years before that. But they have been officially married for 1 year today. So congratulations, Patrick and Songman, who's, by the way, they were the ones that took Stephen and I out to dinner at the Korean place that we talked about there.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You know, right. I still love you. I still love you. You know, and one other comment. So even if I did shave my head, I would still wear my hat all the time. So it really wouldn't. You'd still see me in my hat.
Excellent.
And, you know, multiple people have made comments that I look cute with my hair without the hat. So if I shave my head. But anyway, I nearly choked just now.
Why?
Because I made myself a mixed drink to help myself get through.
Yes.
Through this heat wave that I'm going through here. And I got some new vodka. It's peach flavored vodka, Midori, and sour mix.
This
so it's like a Midori peach sour. And it's actually very good, but it went down the wrong way. And
don't say it.
Why not?
Are you trying to end the show? Because I have other stuff I got to say.
Oh, well, what do you have to say? I'll come back to this, ladies
Please,
and gentlemen.
Please, just hold that thought. You always do this thing to me. It's like I have other stuff to say that there's no content, there's no section for it. I have to say this. So I wanted to talk September 13th through the 17th. We're going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, doing a little thing we like to call Pride 48. And we will be doing classes on the 13th, and we will be live streaming on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. So make sure that you check that out. Go to pride48.com. Check out everything there that you need to check out as far as like where to get hotel rates and things like that. Make sure that you do that. Also, if you have any interest in helping us run the boards this year, because Adam and I ran the boards for all the shows last year, and so this year we're opening that up for people who are interested in doing so, please send an email to engineering at what address did you set up for this?
Engineering at Pride 48. I don't know. Shit.
Engineering at Pride48Live.com is
yes.
And we already have a couple of people who have said that they wanted to help out. And I just wanted to point out that we don't just take anyone. You will have to answer a very strict.
I was going to say, you sent a dicky like questionnaire to the first person who volunteered.
To Mike Lawson, I sent him the question: if the matter and antimatter tanks on a Galaxy class starship are 9/10 depleted, calculate the intermix ratio necessary to reach a starbase 100 light years away at warp factor 8. And congratulations, Mike. He did get the answer correct. Now I just have to send him some more questions. But anyway, so yes, if you would like to help us do the engineering here this year at Pride 48, then make sure you send an email to engineering@pride48live.com. What we will do is we will take you aside on the Thursday evening or Friday morning and show you how to run the equipment, and you can sit in on another person while they're running it. Anyway, you will not be thrown to the wolves by yourself. You will have other help there. And so there you go, Adam. I just wanted to cover all that stuff. So what was it about your drink that bothered you so much?
You know, you have to ruin it for me. So you always just slide right into your endings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like...
You have 26 seconds, please.
Yeah. And so, well, anyway, so no, I got new vodka. I got peach flavored vodka, and it's very good. It was peach flavored vodka, Midori, and sour mix.
15 seconds, yes.
And the thing, the only thing about the vodka was it takes twice as long to pour.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. You can also send us an email. Contact at dubiousintent.plus or check out our website, dubiousintent.com. I am very sorry, Adam, that you pushed us over the limits, and now you should apologize formally to Ramble Redhead for making him late for his show.
I'm so sorry, Ramble.
Mm-hmm. And it's what is the temperature there now? I think it's about 106, 107.
I don't know, but I'm dripping. My shirt is completely soaked now.
All right. Well, you know what? We normally say at this point in time, you know, I say something like, say goodnight, Adam, or something like that. But I don't know if you saw in that very first thing. Do you know the appropriate response if I were to say goodnight, Chet?
I don't know if I do. Let's see.
Excellent.
You said...
Because I think that would be a good way for us to end the show from now on. So all you have to say is say goodnight, David. So goodnight, Chet.
Goodnight, David.